This is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today's story is about Frank Davis, a man who learned to his sorrow how to penetrate beyond the green door. Frank Davis was a man with an obsession. Others like him collected mountains of newspapers or miles of string, or they spent a lifetime trying to devise a foolproof betting system or a surefire way of beating the stock market. Frank Davis' particular obsession was magic. He lived alone in a rented room, and his only companion was a cat. His chairs were piled high with books, his walls were covered with sorcerer's tools, and his closets were stuffed with herbs and essences. People left him alone, and Frank liked it that way. He knew that someday he would find the proper spell and a demon would appear and grant him one glorious wish. At night he dreamed. By day he worked on his formulas. His black cat lay nearby, her yellow eyes half closed, looking the very soul of magic. And Frank labored on, testing the infinite combinations of his formulas. He had grown so used to failure that success caught him by surprise. One day, a wisp of smoke appeared in the middle of his room. The demon slowly took form, and Frank, who had dreamed of this moment for so long, found himself shaking with fear. Somehow, in all those years, he had never decided exactly what he would ask when a demon did appear. The wisp of smoke grew into a huge gray shape. Paced up and down, wrung his hands, stroked his cat, gritted his teeth, bit his nails, and desperately tried to think. One wish, and only one wish. That was the rule. But what would he wish for? Wealth? Or was power more valuable? Should immortality be considered? Or would a more modest wish be safer? The demon was fully formed now. Its pointed head brushed the ceiling, and its lips were twisted into a devilish leer. Your wish! The demon bellowed in a voice so loud that both Frank and his cat backed away. His wish. What was it to be? The moments were ticking away and the demon was growing impatient. If he didn't hurry, the demon might leave, never to return. But after 20 years of striving for this moment, Frank wanted to make the best wish possible. He thought again of the various advantages offered by power or wealth or immortality. Then, just as he was about to decide, he saw that the demon was grinning at him. It's irregular, the demon said, but I think it fulfills the conditions. Frank didn't know what the demon was talking about. Then a wave of dizziness overcame him, and the room went black. When his vision had returned, Frank saw that the demon was gone. His one great chance was wasted, and everything was just as it had been. Well, not quite as it had been. For Frank noticed that his ears had grown long, and his nose had grown even longer. He had gray fur instead of skin, and he had a tail. That treacherous demon had changed him into a beast. There was a noise behind him, and then Frank realized what had happened. He ran with the speed of desperation while the room loomed hugely around him. A single blow smashed him down, and he saw a fierce, whiskered face above him with gigantic teeth ready to bite. And Frank knew that his hesitation had caused his doom. It was horribly apparent now that his cat had made a wish, which the demon had accepted. And naturally enough, his cat had wished for a mouse.